The following is from page 108 of the printed edition. Jehovah Opened the Way. Morris Raj. Born 1933. Baptized 1949. Profile. Has spent over 50 years in full-time service in Myanmar, serving for much of that time as the branch overseer. He still serves on the branch committee.
In 1988, violent protests rocked Yangon as thousands of people flooded through the streets demanding political reform. With the nation at the breaking point, the army launched a military coup, imposing martial law on most of the country. Thousands of protesters were killed. That same month, we needed to submit our annual branch report to World Headquarters in New York, but our normal communication channels had been cut, and we saw no way to get the report out of the country. Then I learned that the U.S. Embassy was sending its diplomatic mail out of the country via helicopter. Thinking that the report might be included in the mail, I donned my best suit and tie and set off for the embassy. As I drove through the rain-soaked streets, I noticed that the city was eerily quiet. Soon my way was blocked by a huge log barricade, so I parked the car and walked the rest of the way. Nearing the embassy gate, I saw hundreds of people clamoring to get in, but grim-faced Marines blocked the way. I paused to say a silent prayer. A student saw my well-dressed appearance and yelled out, "This man must be an embassy official." At that, I squeezed my way through the crowd. When I reached the locked embassy gate, a huge Marine eyed me suspiciously. "Who are you?" he barked. "And what do you want?" "I want to see the ambassador," I replied. "I have a very important message to send to America." He stared at me long and hard. Suddenly, he yanked the gate open, pulled me through, and then slammed it shut on the surging crowd. "Follow me," he growled. At the embassy door, the Marine handed me over to a wary official who asked me what I wanted. "I'm from the local office of the Watchtower Society," I explained, "and I have an important report that must reach our New York headquarters this month. Can you please send it with your diplomatic mail?" Handing the man my precious envelope, I added, "I'm very sorry. I don't have a stamp." Somewhat baffled, the official asked me a few questions. Then he assured me that he would forward the report. I later learned that it reached World Headquarters on time.
Returning to the account.